Are you ready?
Time to play the game!
Biggs Golf Talk. Golf Talk for golfers, hosted by Big John Vick and Dennis the Menace Whiten. Guys that love the game of golf. Talking golf.
You want to hear a nice golf joke?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have showed up and watched me play yesterday. I should be put on Chick Galore or something like that. A team named that. Scramblers. That's it. Scramblers, that's the team I should be on. Because I was scrambling for my ball.
There's a golf shot. That's a golf shot.
Hey, when am I going to get the caddy?
The bag is bigger than you.
So?
That white one?
Yeah.
That's the one you're carrying.
Oh, man, that thing's a boat anchor.
I haven't had the golf anything since high school.
No, that's you, not me. She likes to enjoy your beverage herself. Is that what you're trying to say?
I might be distracted. That's another story.
Golf course and equipment reviews, golf news, guests, and lots of golf humor. When you need to drive for show,
are you ready
for Biggs Golf Talk?
A golf ball that performs for you. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. The Caliber, patented hollow metal core, creates significant rifle spin while reducing side spin, allowing the ball to travel along a straighter trajectory. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Elixir. Be sure to check out their combo packages and sign up for the loyalty program. Gift cards are also available. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore.
Biggs Golf Talk is presented by Bridgestone Golf. Fit it, boom it, believe it. They are bridging the gap between you and the pros. Grant Rods, follow the leader. They are made in the USA. Photo Ball Marker. Preserve that memory forever with a Photo Ball Marker today. McNally 22 Design, Illustration, Photography, and Golf. He's responsible for all my local work. McNally22.com. UFO Tour Golf. Man, it was great to meet Steve Hopkins and everybody from the UFO Tour Golf team and Bullseye Sports as well, Jordan Hill. Great to meet them at the PGA Show. UFO Tour Golf designed something special today, no matter if it's a golf bag or an accessory and now an apparel line. Visit UFOTourGolf.com. Ready Putt. Clean it and sink it. Never putt with a dirty ball ever again with Ready Putt. Improve your game today with Ruckett Sports at Ruckett.com. Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. You're going to hear a lot of Encore Golf in our show today as they were the official sponsor of all the interviews that we conducted at the PGA Merchandise Show. EncoreGolf.com. Be more with Encore. Our guest line is sponsored by Loft Golf. Quality, stylish, and fun on and off the golf course. Visit loftgolf.net. Was hoping to run into John Halverson out there, CEO from Loft Golf in Florida. We've seen on social networks he was in Florida somewhere. We just never seen him at the PGA Merchandise Show. So sorry we missed you, John, if you were there. Hopefully catch up with you at another time as well. Our golf news is sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. We will not have golf news today, as today will be post-PGA Merchandise Show, but if you want to save 10% off your golf knickers, enter promo code BIGG to get 10% off your knickers today. We had a really great Facebook Live video from the Golf Knickers booth. Connect with Biggs Golf Talk on Facebook, Twitter, Golf Bald, Instagram, the Golf Match app. Biggs Golf Talk is available on iTunes and also available in the Google Play Music Store all for free. I'm Big John Vick, and along with me is co-host, the one and only Bill the Golf Father Quavis. Dennis went and got the day off once again, and Boxer Shorts, I think they're still in Denmark somewhere working at his other job, and he's been a very, very busy guy, but hopefully we'll have him on back soon here on Biggs Golf Talk. But Bill the Golf Father Quavis always joining us here on Biggs Golf Talk. And Billy, although one Big John Vick is feeling a little under the weather after that long week last week, we did not have a Biggs Golf Talk last Saturday because we were just so, so busy in Orlando, Florida. And what a show it was, my friend.
It was a great show. And I mean, you're not the only person that's sick, but I think it might have been the correlation of all that running around and, you know, it probably weakens your immune system. There's thousands of people in there shaking hands and people sneezing and everything else. And you just got, you know, your long airplane ride back and forth. That probably all contributed to you being sick. I mean, because you've been sick all week, so hopefully things are looking up for you. You're on the uprise.
This is the first time I'm actually sitting down doing anything with the voice, because I was trying to save it for today and do this show today. And what a great show we have for them, Billy. Pretty much post-wrap-up PGA merchandise show. I don't know of anybody else that's doing this in the country where we have interviews that we recorded there and airing today for the listeners out there, along with people go to our Facebook page and see the Facebook live feeds that we had conducted. You co-hosted, or actually guest-hosted, you were the only host on Golf Life TV interviewing the Folds of Honor. Did a great job in that, Billy.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I was honored to be able to do that. You know, it's always fun when you get to interview people that you respect and admire so much, you know, like the Folds of Honor and Major Ed and Alan Ronowski.
Well, let's talk about you and I, my arrival, obviously 2.5 hours late into Orlando, Florida.
Yeah.
Was expected to arrive at 9 p.m. and unfortunately with maintenance with an airplane and then finding us a new airplane to fly on, wound up being 11:30 p.m. And so we got to bed pretty late to start off the weekend, and having to be up very early to head out to Lake Nona with a Tour Edge multimedia day out there. And what a great job Joanne Miller and everybody at Tour Edge and all the sponsors out there did. A great job out there. Weather wasn't too cooperative. We've seen a lot of wind.
No.
Not something I know you're familiar with in Florida, but
no, not at all. And I learned something new out there. I never knew that lakes could have white caps.
Yeah.
And I've been down here for like 12, 13 years. I mean, that lake looked by. You saw on one of those, what was it, hole 16, the white caps are hitting the shore and bouncing up and going across where we had to cross that bridge. I've never seen. I mean, it had to be like 35 mile an hour winds coming across that little portion right there. It's crazy.
Now, unfortunately, the media members that did attend that thing was not able to golf in the same group together because they wanted to really have us get to know other people and things like that. So we were separated. You and I was. As a matter of fact, I think you were a group behind us or a group in front of us or something.
Yes.
But we still had a great time meeting some great people. Our team came third and last, you know, which was expected with the conditions. But a great course, though, by the way. Multi-million-dollar homes on the course that I didn't think anybody lived in. I think they were there for show, if you ask me. But asking one of
them. Well, you know what it is? A lot of those people that live on those homes are golfers. So they're like now, you know, they're all around the country golfing in all different places.
Well, we want to say those tour players.
Yeah, a lot of tour players are there.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Ian Poulter lives there. You have Brent McDowell, who I golf with there. Henrik Stenson has a house on one of the par threes. I mean, a lot of the big golfers are there. And I mean, I know they have a separate section for them as well. But they still play that course. So, I mean, the homes there were beautiful, even though, they look, you've got to remember, they probably paid that upkeep, those things. So it looks like nobody lives there.
Yeah, it was just a great time altogether. And I had such a fun time, including meeting so many great people that I've seen on social networks. I wish I could just name everybody, but I just know that those people that I did meet face-to-face and put a handshake and a hug to, it was really greatly appreciated and truly an honor to meet everybody and put a face to everybody out there. And it was about time, you know, and it was just so happy to do that, you know. It was just a great time. But listen, we have a lot of interviews to get to. Let's do that today because this is the post-PGA Merchandise Show wrap-up show here on Biggs Golf Talk. We have the following companies with interviews: Sky Caddy, Golf Pride, ShotScope, Zamst Medical, and don't want to miss this one, Brooke Pancake, Chase 54. Why does she wear Chase 54? She's going to tell you why she wears Chase 54. Reality, where we got to talk exclusively with the Reality guy who's starting it all up, and he made a major announcement at the PGA Merchandise Show before the press conference. Biggs Golf Talk had a chance to sit down and talk with him. U.S. Kids Golf, that's where we start to grow the game of golf. You don't want to miss that interview. And the final segment of the show, nothing but Folds of Honor. I mean, we have four great guests that we have interviews with the Folds of Honor to end the show with. And let me just say something. Billy, after listening to these interviews, you will know freedom is not free.
No, I mean, they're great touching stories, great people behind telling the stories. And I mean, it was great to see and actually interact with a lot of them. You know, it's it hit home for a lot of them and stuff like that. But the way that they're taking it and expressing it and showing other people and sharing their story to help grow the Folds of Honor is amazing. You know what I mean?
How about we kick off here with at Demo Day? I had a chance to sit down and talk with Sky Caddy. Let's hear that interview right now.
Big John Vick from Big's Golf Talk. Demo Day, what a day it is. A lot of great people out here, not a cloud in the sky, and just a gorgeous day to be out here. And right now I'm at the Sky Caddy booth, and I'm with Paul Calabrese. And Paul, yesterday you were at the Tour Edge event, media event, and you actually handed out to all the media people the nice Lynx GT watch and GPS, and it's just a great tool. I have it on right now. I was able to test it out last night before talking to you today. I love getting the notifications from my iPhone on it, you know, whether I have an email or Twitter notification or anything else. But most of all, what a great watch it is and the great features that it has on there. Talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, it was great. It was great being at that media day and, you know, and seeing all the people. And, you know, we're glad to give everybody, you know, our new Lynx GT. So it's taking a lot of the different categories in golf. You know, we've got a full-functioning GPS watch, rangefinder giving you all the information for when you're on the course, right on your wrist, targets, greens, you know, scoring stats. But it's also with Bluetooth, you connect to your smartphone so you can have a full functioning GPS app. So that way, if you haven't played a course and you need to see what the hole layouts look like, it all syncs in together. And then another great feature is the tracking side of it, which is becoming really big right now and people with wanting analytics. And so you can go out there and track all your locations, distances, your clubs, and then, you know, store all that information. It's really cool. It's basically taking, you know, a lot of different categories of golf, having an all-in-one product, and then letting the golfer have the flexibility to do whatever they want to play with. You know, play with the watch one day, track one day. So we're excited about it this year.
And one of the things about the tracking is all it is simple is just adding a tag to the end of your club, right?
Yeah, exactly. So the game tracking with the tags, you put the tags in the buddy your clubs, you just tap it to your watch, and it's as simple as that. And you don't have to have your phone with you or in your pocket. You can just leave it in the cart, and then when you get back in the range, it automatically sucks up all the data with Bluetooth. So that's kind of nice because a lot of people don't like putting their phone in their pocket when they're playing.
Right.
So we're glad that we've got that flexibility. And then we also have it to where someone could go out and play, and we've got this auto shot tracking feature where it will get your location and distance, and then after the round, you can just do some simple editing in our app to add in the club information.
So, what I like about it, too, is you can actually set the distance on the watch to where your target to. So if you want to aim it to the 150 mark, they'll give you the distance to that mark, you know, and, or you can set it to 140, you can set it to 130, you can set it to whatever the distance you wish. And that's what I like, because it's just not a pre-desired distance. And not some things would say, okay, we're going to set you up at the 150 mark, but you can't adjust that.
Yeah.
You guys allow the adjustability for that.
Right, and the beauty of using the mobile app when you're playing is you can move the cursor around to any location like you're saying. And what we do, what some other people don't do on the tracking side, is by you selecting those locations, all your stats are going to be derived from that spot. So if I want to aim down the left side of the fairway, you know, off the tee, you know, 270 yards, all my stats will be driven off that new target line. So where everybody else out there kind of does it from the middle of the fairway, we do all your stats based off the target line you create. So it's pretty cool. You know, same thing on the greens. You know, you can move it where the pin is. So instead of getting stats derived from the middle of the green, it's actually going to be from wherever you've moved that cursor. So it gets somebody really, you know, that wants their stats, it can get it all the way, you know, as fine-tuned as they want.
How can people find out more information about the Lynx GT and other products that you offer at Sky Caddy?
So they just can go to skygolf.com or go to a local golf shop or see their golf pro, and you know, we're basically, you know, in several accounts, but you know, see some videos and images, they just go skygolf.com.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm a believer, I like this thing, and I'm actually wearing it right now, and I love the features of it, and it's really a great feature, and congratulations on this new product, and good luck in the future, and we hope to have you on the show again, you know, just not from the demo day, but we'll have you on the show on a you know, calling or something like that.
Perfect, appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Paul. All right. Big John Vic from Big's Golf Talk here at the PGA Merchandise Show Demo Day, and this interview was sponsored by Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. Check out the new Tour Ball, Elixir, the Avant, and the Caliber. More Big's Golf Talk coming your way right after this.
Have you ever seen a tour pro line up a putt with a dirty ball? No way. A clean ball rolls accurately, and accurate putts mean lower scores. The solution? Ready Putt. It's the putter cover reinvented. Ready Putt has a patented ball cleaner that's made to absorb and retain water. All you need to do is add water, and it remains wet throughout your round, giving your ball the perfect shine. It also has a magnetic surface to hold your ball marker and divot repair tool. Let's say you switch putters from round to round using a blade, mid mallet, or large mallet. Ready Putt Original has you covered. The universal design with its unique foam insert fits 99% of all putters. It has the same water-retaining ball cleaner and magnetic surface features, so you'll have everything you need to prepare your putt. Look, putting is hard enough. Accurate putts start with a clean ball, and a clean ball starts with Ready Putt.
For more information about Ready Putt, visit ReadyPutt.com. That is ReadyPutt.com. Clean it and sink it.
Hey, let me tell you about Ruckett Sports. Ruckett Sports has a design philosophy that emphasizes constant innovation. All products are designed with input from college-level athletes, coaches, customer feedback, and ideas are critical as they work to improve the functionality and durability of their designs. Ruckett provides quality practice nets for any golfer looking to improve their game. Hey, listen, I've been using Ruckett nets for years. It has helped me improve my game, and it can help you too. Ruckett Sports stands behind everything they build, and if you are not completely satisfied with your purchase, they will replace or refund your purchase and ensure that you are happy with your decision to buy from Ruckett. From baseball, lacrosse, soccer, and golf, it doesn't matter. Ruckett Sports is the only way to improve your game. Visit Ruckett.com to improve your game. That is Ruckett.com.
Billy, just before the break, we heard Sky Caddy at Demo Day. I sat down and had a talk with them, and pretty nice technology that Sky Caddy has with the Lynx GT watch that they have and everything else. Great technology from Sky Caddy. So make sure you guys check that out as well if you're looking for a GPS watch of some sort. Sky Caddy is a great company. Now, Billy, we've seen we attended a press conference for Golf Pride with the new Align grip. What was your thoughts on that Align grip? We actually used it on the course, by the way, too, on that multimedia day. I tried to hawk that 7-iron because I wanted, because those irons were not made to the market yet. They're fresh off the truck. Remember, they used that term too, and they had the Align grip on them. I tried to put that 7-iron in my bag, and they weren't allowing it.
No, I mean, they were great. I mean, all of them always good. And of all the grips that I actually got to test out and stuff like that, that grip, I think, is going to be one of the biggest for the year. Yeah. And I think it's great for any golfer that has any kind of handicap that wants to improve, because we're all guilty of it. How many times we're busy fidgeting with our grip, trying to make sure our hands and the bees are pointing towards this shoulder and that shoulder. And with that grip, surprisingly enough, I mean, every single time I grabbed it, I was in place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I didn't have to worry about if my face was square, or this was that, blah, blah, blah. I put my hands on it. It sat right in where it was supposed to, right in the alignment where it was supposed to. And I looked down, and my face was always squared.
Well, how many times, Billy, do we have three separate things going on in our head? and my hands aligned on the grip properly. Then we're looking down to see if we're square, you know, at impact. Yep. Then we're looking at something else, you know. But with this aligned grip, it's just one process. And once you make sure that your hands are aligned on your grip, your club is doing the rest. Mm-hmm. Everything is just right down and squared.
Yeah. I mean, I think that one's going to be a game changer for sure. That particular grip. I mean, I like the feel of it. I was surprised that, you know, it's USGA approved. I mean, I'll tell you, as soon as it comes out, because they weren't officially out yet.
Right.
I'm getting me a set.
Yeah.
I want a set for my club. I enjoyed it that much that I'm really truly looking forward to. For these grips to come out so I could put them on.
Now, we plan on having Bruce Miller from Golf Pride Grips on the show.
Yes.
However, at Demo Day, I had a chance to talk to him about these new grips and what impact is it going to make on our game. Also, ShotScope, Zamst, all in this segment right now on Biggs Golf Talk.
Big John Vick from Biggs Golf Talk, and I'm again here at the PGA Merchandise Show Demo Day, and what a beautiful day it is. We got the sun, not a cloud in the sky, and I'll tell you what, I love leaving Wisconsin and coming up here to Florida, Orlando, Florida, and having a good time here. And yesterday I was attending the press conferences and all that stuff. We were at the media day for the Tour Edge event. And, well, you guys seen my post on social media about Golf Pride releasing the new Align grip. And I tried this grip out on the course on a par 3. And I'm telling you, this grip is amazing. And by the way, this interview is sponsored by Encore Golf. Be more with Encore, coming out with their new tour ball, the Elixir. And with me right now, I'm at the Golf Pride Grip booth here at Demo Day with a good friend. He's been on the show before, Bruce Miller. Bruce, how you doing, my friend?
Good, John.
Gotta be winded and gotta be tired from yesterday. I know both of us were out there playing and hit them out there, and boy, it was a real tough day with the wind.
Yeah, it was. It was a long day. Lake Nona is a beautiful course, great facility there, but it was gusting 40 to 50, so it was pretty brutal, but still fun nonetheless.
Now, 2017, you guys don't disappoint. You guys come out with the Align Grip. What is the Align Grip?
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, so it's Align technology, and it's going to be featured on the MCC and the MCC Plus 4 product line. So it's the most advanced technology we've come out with in a long time. And it's the only grip out there that's going to allow golfers to get their hands on the grip consistently every single time before they even start the swing. So essentially, we've changed the shape of cylindrical golf grips. And now there's this raised ridge on the back of the grip, a spine, if you will, that goes from top to bottom of visual technology that will allow them to get their hands in there consistently and will, you know, open it up to hit better golf shots for most players.
And one of the things that I seen when I was at the press conference yesterday with you guys was when I seen this, the first thing that caught my mind is, wow, I'm going to feel that, and that's going to affect my swing. But that was not the case when I tried it on the golf course. As a matter of fact, it forced me to put my hands in the right position and where I don't feel it, because once you don't feel it, your hands are in the right position.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and actually that ridge is running down the back of the grip is a dedicated piece of material. It's a different piece of material versus the surrounding material on the body of the grip. And you're right. I mean, it's a tactile feel. You can feel it when you're setting up. And you'll still be able to feel it when you're swinging, but it's not uncomfortable. It's just going to give you that square club face awareness that the pros like during the swing, so you always know where the club face is at. Because when you lose track of that club face, that's when you start to hit bad shots. And it's something the pros have played with a long time. More of the older reminder rib technology. One out of three players use it on the PGA Tour. But this is something that could benefit all golfers out there. So it doesn't matter what you play right now. You should look into this Align technology because it's going to benefit your game.
Would it also say to you that it also forces you not to squeeze the grip as hard as well?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, because if you know your hands are locked into the proper position, I mean, you're not going to grip it tighter, right? I mean, you can have that loose grip pressure. It allows you to have more speed, you know, really, you know, at impact, keep it square and snap through the ball. Exactly right.
Last year we had you on the show with the Sensor putter grip. How's that working out for you guys?
Yeah, very well. That's been received in the market very well. It's kind of a later launch than we wanted in May, but it's doing great at retail, and people are really attracted to that softer material. You still get responsiveness, but then you have the nice shapes with the contour pistol, and then the straight, more contemporary shape. So that's doing well. A lot of guys in tour are picking it up. So, yeah, we expect nothing but good things with the Sensor this year as well.
You know, with Golf Pride, that's all I have on my clubs. It's the number one grip on tour. You don't pay any tour players to use your grip, yet you even have tour players saying, you know what, I can't wait for the shipment. I'm going to go out. I'm going to buy a grip or so. But that's got to be the greatest compliment for Golf Pride is, you know, you have a, what, 80% of the tour players using your grips?
Yep.
And the statistics on how many majors have won with Golf Pride, that's got to be a great compliment to your product.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And that's what most people don't realize is 80%, 80-plus percent of guys on tour play Golf Pride. We don't pay anybody a nickel to use our product. They use it because it's the best, and that's simply the strongest endorsement you can have in golf. They get paid to play everything else out there. They don't get paid to play Golf Pride, but they choose Golf Pride because it is the highest performing golf grip in the market, hands down.
Yeah, I have the sensor on my putter, and I use one of the wraps, but I'm going to be going with the Align grip on my clubs because I really did like it. I used it on that par three, and I was like, and I swung it multiple times. I'm not just the shot itself, but I swung it multiple times, and it's great because it just helps your game so much.
Sure it does.
You know, and I wish you guys nothing but the best of luck. When can we see that in the market?
It's going to be available in the spring. We're still hammering down the actual ship dates, but, you know, sometime in the spring, this will be hitting all the retail shops and greengrass shops, so please look forward to it.
How can people find out more information about this grip and other grips that you guys have at Golf Pride?
So it's live on our website right now. If you go to golfpride.com, you can click on the link for a line and learn about the new technology. We've got some cool videos on there kind of explaining the product, but, yeah, so on the website, and obviously in the spring you'll be seeing it in the stores. You'll be seeing it on tour shortly, so keep your eyes peeled up for that.
Bruce, thank you so much for joining us here today, and we wish you guys nothing but the best of luck.
You're
thank
welcome.
You so
Thanks,
much.
John. You betcha.
All right, you heard it. Visit golfpride.com, and more interviews coming your way here on Biggs Golf Talk. This interview was sponsored by Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. Make sure you look out for the new tour ball, the Elixir. Big John Vick from Biggs Golf Talk and PGA Merchandise Show, Orlando, Florida, and at the booth of ShotScope. And this interview is sponsored by Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. Ran into the guys earlier here at the show, and that Elixir ball looks awesome, and you guys won't be disappointed with that new tour ball. EncoreGolf.com. I'm here with the Chief Commercial Officer of ShotScope, Gavin Deering. Gavin, tell us a little bit about what ShotScope is.
Absolutely. So ShotScope is a performance tracking system comprising of a wristband and 20 tags. Small 1.2 gram tags fit into the top of your golf club.
So they don't really affect the weight of the golf club whatsoever?
Absolutely. No, there's no effect. They really are very light.
Now, stat tracking is becoming a very important part of golfers' game today, and it's definitely a very important part of mine. So what is so different between ShotScope than the others out there?
Sure, so the main difference between ShotScope and other competitors is you don't need to carry your phone and there's no tagging. It's a seamless system. The golfer just has to play and the data is collected automatically.
It's really easy to set up. It just set up only and play in just 5 minutes, simply screwing the tags into your clubs before the first round and make sure the band is charged. It's really a great thing. Automatic performance tracking, enhanced putting statistics. And when you showed me a demonstration on the app itself, what I like about it is the three levels of the putting statistics. You have short, medium, and long. Something I haven't seen in other apps.
Yeah, so with ShotScope, really, we dive into putting, and you know, nobody else has attempted this. What we're able to do is split putting into 6 foot increments, and then we can make it into short, medium, and long, and we get your make percentage, and then we've got a proprietary statistics system called Shots to Finish, and we use that for putting, so you're getting great feedback, you can make improvement, play better golf.
You could, it's tour level statistics, every shot track. They have an app that shows you every shot on each hole, and it's just, this actually is really, really amazing. You can improve benefits, find out exact distance for each club. ShotScope breaks the game down into four sections: tee shots, approaches, short game. Short game is very important too, because you don't see statistics on short game as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, because of the way that we're so precise, we're able to pinpoint short game shots. You know, it's important to understand, are you using the right clubs? Are you hitting the right shots? And with our proximity to hole, you can understand, you know, is it a lob wedge to 8 feet and your 9 iron is to 4 feet? Well, let's hit the 9 iron a little more. Let's make better decisions on the course.
How can people find out more information about ShotScope?
Sure, they can go find us on social media. We're under ShotScope, or if you go to our website, www.shotscope.com, you find a lot more information, videos there.
For more information, shotscope.com is their website. Gavin Deere, thank you so much for joining us here on Biggs Golf Talk.
Thank you very much.
More interviews coming your way from the PGA Merchandise Show right here on this edition of Post Wrap-Up of Biggs Golf Talk PGA Merchandise Show. Big John Vick from Biggs Golf Talk here on the Lake County Sports Network, Central Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. And I'm at the Zamps booth right now here at the PGA Merchandise Show. And joining me now is Brian Smeltzer, General Manager for Zamps. And Brian, what is Zamps?
Well, Zamps is an authentic brand that we've been building sports bracing and support for over 20 years. And now with the PGA Show, representing product that is authentic to the golf industry.
You know, one thing I like about it is the various products. You have stuff for the ankle, you have stuff for the knee, you have stuff for the calf, you have stuff for the knee, including an icing, which I have never seen until Zamps, where the icing thing is built right into the knee brace.
Yes. What you'll find here, John, is every product we have in the booth today is specific to golfers and the injuries that they face on a daily basis. As we know, golfers will do anything to get back out on the course
right.
again.
Yeah.
So we wanted to make sure what we're offering is product that they're looking for and help them to get back out on the course again.
Like I said, you have stuff for the knee, you have stuff for the calf, ankle, knee, also for the shoulder and for the back. I mean, all this stuff is more or less to help them. And especially, you get my, you know, my age up in the upper 40s and golfers in the 50s and want to golf in the 60s. You know, they suffer for some pain and they want some relief, and Zamps seems to be offering that.
Yeah, exactly. What we find is a lot of ex-athletes that want to get back out in the course, and they've had an injury from previous younger years, as you say, John, that we're all getting older. And all of us have an injury. It's not a matter of if, but when they have an injury, and we just want to make sure we understand the type of injuries that they have. And like you said, providing products for upper body, lower body, ankle, waist is the number one issue with golfers that we find with the amount of torque that they have in their swing. And we want to make sure we're addressing those issues for golfers, and that's why we're here.
Where can people find out more information about Zamps?
Well, we're on Zamps.us. We are available in 52 countries globally, but I run the Americas, so we are at Zamps.us, and we're also available at PGA Superstore, all doors.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you, as well as Golf Galaxy, all doors as well.
Right. Well, if you want pain relief, you're looking for something to help you keep yourself on the golf course, and you're looking for something to help you relieve that's and be out there longer, Zamps just might be the answer, so be sure to visit their website. Brian, thank you so much for joining us here on Biggs Golf Talk.
Thanks, John. I really appreciate you stopping by.
More interviews coming from the PGA Merchandise Show here in Orlando, Florida, and this interview was sponsored by Encore Golf. Be more with Encore with the new tour ball called the Elixir. We'll have more coming up in just a few minutes. The Spider Divot Tools revolutionary new design is better for greens and makes ball mark repairs easy. No sharp ends or dirt in your pocket, the Spider achieves amazing results with little or no skill. With a simple push-pull action, the Spider makes ball marks disappear quicker and better for a smoother putting surface. The Spider includes a magnetic ball marker and is made of milled aluminum to last a lifetime. It also makes a great gift for your next tournament and that special golfer who has it all. The Spider Tool from Instagolf is a must-have in every golfer's bag. Visit www.instagolf.net today and enter promo code BIGGGOLFTALK to get 10% off your purchase, and be sure to check out all of their great products by Instagolf. That's instagolf.net, instagolf.net.
A golf ball that performs for you. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. The Caliber, patent hollow metal core, creates significant rifle spin while reducing sight spin, allowing the ball to travel along a straighter trajectory. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Elixir. Be sure to check out their combo packages and sign up for their loyalty program. Gift cards are also available. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing
to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore.
Biggs Golf Talk on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio on the Full Gamut Radio Network. And Billy, just before the break, talked to Zamps, Shot Scope, and Golf Pride. You and I already touched on Golf Pride and that new Align grip. Bruce Miller really giving a good description on what that grip is about. And I'm with you, Billy. I know before we got to that interview, you said that you're getting a whole set. Me too. I just loved how that felt. So Wednesday morning, you and I wake up very early. Why did we have to wake up very early? Because we were having breakfast with somebody. And that breakfast was taking place at the Chase 54 booth, and it was with Brooke Pancake. Yes, Waffle House sponsored Brooke Pancake. And what a great gal she was, Billy. And we arrived there. Everybody was running just a little late, a little frantic, you know. Biggs Golf Talk, though, first people on the scene to be able to interview Brooke Pancake, and it was just a great conversation. And she explains why she wears Chase 54. And, Billy, you're very familiar with Chase 54, and I must admit, you know, for a guy that I'm a very fashionable guy, I love to look good on the golf course. I was very impressed with Chase 54 and what they had to offer.
Yeah, I mean, you saw the new styles that are coming out. They broke it down between spring, summer, fall, and everything. I think my favorite of all three, although each one had particular pieces, the fall was you saw the ones I liked the most. I think that fall section has a lot of the stuff that I really love, the new designs, the new colors with it. I think that's the one where I'm going to go big is on that fall one. But the whole entire line and the stuff, even the stuff that Brooke was wearing, I mean, you saw, I mean, she looked really good in the clothes. They're good. Not only do they made for the player, they're moisture wicking. They have a lot of things that a lot of others don't have. They have the SP, for the sun and stuff.
Right.
So they really go above and beyond in their fabrics.
And she mentions that as well. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, she does. Yeah. Yeah. She did. Actually, I was behind the scenes, wasn't I? Yeah, so I remember that. Yes.
Actually, you were standing right next to me, but yeah, I think you were admiring the beauty of the apparel more than you were admiring the beauty of Brooke Pancake.
Because I was like a kid in a candy store with that apparel.
Absolutely.
Man.
I just love
the apparel. I mean, Brooke is Brooke. I like the fact that I always get a kick of the fact that pancakes are serving waffles.
Right.
So it's like that eat more chicken. You know what I mean? You got the beef cows, eat more chicken because they don't want you to eat, beef. So that's what it's like, here, eat waffles, don't eat pancakes. So, it was a great interview.
We talk about that with Brooke Pancake, so let's give it a listen. Also, along with the Brooke Pancake Chase 54 interview, we talk with David Schultz from Reality, talking about his dream becoming a reality. We'll talk about that with him. And U.S. Kids Golf, where does it start for the kids, and how do you grow the game of golf? U.S. Kids Golf is answering all those questions with me at the PGA Merchandise Show. Josh Kitchen going to join me and talk about that. So all that coming up in this segment right now. Let's kick it off with Brooke Pancake.
Big John Vic and Bill the Golffather Cuevas live from the PGA Merchandise Show here in Orlando, Florida. And we are currently at the Chase 54 booth. And this interview is sponsored by Encore Golf. Be more with Encore at encoregolf.com. Billy, you're a big Chase 54 fan. You wear Chase 54 a lot.
Always. 90% of the time, yes.
But there is a gal who looks a lot better than you, Billy, in Chase 54.
I agree on that. Yes, I agree. Okay.
I want to introduce you to LPGA diva, the one and only Brooke Pancake.
Hey,
Brooke Pancake on Biggs Golf Talk. Welcome in. I'm glad you could join us here.
Thank
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I'm actually leaving here, flying straight down to Bahamas, teeing it up in less than 24 hours tomorrow. So it's good time.
Oh,
yeah.
A couple years ago, last year, you announced Waffle House as your sponsor.
Yes.
But it's kind of funny, isn't it?
I know. It's been amazing. It's actually been 2 years, I guess, on the day we announced this, 2 years here at the PGA Show. And it's been amazing. I mean, my whole life, obviously, with my last name being Pancake, I've been kind of like the target for many jokes. And everything that's associated with Waffle House, it's just been amazing. On the Good Morning Drive when I was doing that one morning, and they asked me, you know, typical questions that I get all the time, like pancakes versus waffles, like what are you gonna name your kid, all these things, and I prefer waffles. Like I grew up going to Waffle House when I was young. Like it's my, I love it. So that's kind of how it all started.
At what point in your life did you know you wanted to be an LPGA player?
It's been a part of my life for as long as I can remember. I mean, the first time I was introduced to golf was by my grandfather when I was 8. You know, and once I played the men's team when I was in middle school, and ever since then, I was like, you know, I just want to, you know, kick everyone's butt. And once I got to college, I guess I always wanted to play on the LPGA, but it became a lot more of a reality once I was playing at college and, you know, had a successful amateur career, and that was obviously a no-brainer for my next step.
Chase 54. Part of the apparel that you wear.
Oh my gosh!
Talk
yes.
about that. Only How do you like Chase 54?
It's been amazing. I've been a part of their team for pretty much my whole professional career. I wouldn't change it for a thing. It's been, you know, when you look good and you feel good out there, obviously yep. going to help you play well. Yeah. So
it doesn't help me play well. I look good doing it.
I mean that takes you. That goes yeah. a long way yeah. for sure.
That's the most important thing for me. At least.
Yeah.
I definitely have to get a Chase 54 because there's two people in front of me that look good in Chase 54.
Thank
Maybe
you.
I can look good.
It is the best. It is the best material for me.
Oh, right.
You know, for as much as I play and I'm in crazy different weather elements, they cover, and that's a big thing for women's golf too, is that like a lot of women's lines, they, you know, they want you to look good and feminine and things yes. like that, but we don't have a lot of, you know, things to help us in cold weather or things that, you know, a lot of the professional athletes do, and they've kind of built a whole thing for me. They have like a cold weather line, you know, ones that sweat really well,
yes,
ones
green,
that,
buds,
yeah,
yeah,
I mean,
they
got
it
all.
Too. Yes, they're perfect.
So it's been.
You never know when you, especially with you, I'm nobody, and I golf in Florida, I golf in Michigan, I golf in Colorado, and I can wear the same stuff. It doesn't matter because the material is always going to, I guess it sort of blends for you, you know,
yes.
depending on where you're at.
Right.
So I've never had an issue, so I totally get what she doesn't say.
You know, lastly, being a female golfer, what advice would you have for ladies out there, the young girls out there that want to play the game and just don't know what to do?
I have to say, I grew up playing with men all the time. My grandfather started me. I grew up, you know, I played on the men's middle school team. I would just say, you know, kick butt, swing as hard as you can, you know, dream big. It's you know, it's a sport for everybody. You don't have to be, you know, some really strong or tall or anything like that. You know, it's definitely a sport that anybody in the world can be great at. You just got to work hard.
Thank you so much for joining us here. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brooke Pancake, and we wish you nothing but the best of luck in the Silk Bahamas.
I know. I'm leaving. I got 1 o'clock
flight. Yeah. That's short notice, but good luck.
Thank you.
You're coming top.
Billy, just another thing about apparel, how important it is and how important it makes you feel.
Yes.
You know, Brooke Pancake, that perfect example,
yeah.
helps her on tour and helps her with her swing, helps her feel good, helps her no matter what climate she's in. She's going to be flying from here, which we're at right now, what, 60 yeah. degrees,
yep.
and she's going to go to a 90-degree temperature.
And humid, probably.
I can't wait. What are you talking about? I can't wait.
People want the heat to get it even more hot. It's
yeah.
crazy. It's going to be perfect, though.
More of interviews live from the PGA Merchandise Show here on Biggs Golf Talk. An interview was sponsored by Encore Golf. Be more with Encore with the Elixir Tour Ball coming out soon. Big John Vic, Bill the Golf Outer Cuevas. We'll have more live from the PGA Show soon. Big John Vic from Biggs Golf Talk here at the PGA Merchandise Show at a press conference. Before the press conference start, I'm with Reality founder and creator Dave Schultz. And Dave, you're about to start a press conference and announce something big. And you want to share it with our listeners right now?
Yeah, you bet. So for about 2 years, we've been on a journey to try and bring real golf indoors using golf simulators to get down the fairway, hitting your drives and your mid-irons, and then transitioning to a genuine live play experience designed by Robert Trent Jones, Jr., golf course architects. And it's been a tough sell. We've been doing it for 2 years, and we have now partnered with the Lummi Nation, which is the third largest Indian tribe in the state of Washington. And they have a hotel casino in Ferndale, Washington, about a half an hour south of Vancouver, BC. And we are gonna take their existing event space, which is about a 10,000 square foot room, and we're going to redesign it into a sports entertainment venue that features reality golf as the sort of foundation element, and build a big sports retail center around all that, and you know, we think in this small venue we'll be able to have 18-hole tournaments with like four players, and we're talking already about getting celebrity players there to compete. And you know, the whole thing will have a sports bar that overlooks the top of it, and you can watch these players compete down below, having a good time, looking at a big giant video wall with you know, pictures of whatever you want out there. And so we're just excited that this is really the first step. After 2 years of selling, this is getting to the starting line of really executing and building this thing. And our vision is to globalize this and really create a new sport, if you will, that stands on its own, but it also you know, is sort of aspirational towards the real game of golf, and it's going to get newcomers and new players involved in a new way. It's going to lead them to the real golf course, and that's what we're really excited about.
Well, now with the reality of reality becoming, you know, it's going to be a location that has been set and everything else. Any projections on when other locations will be opening up?
Yeah, so the beauty of doing this prototype, this proof of concept inside of a hotel casino as a commercial venue, is that, you know, it almost ensures that we're going to be successful at the end of the day. Everybody's committed to success. So it'll take us about 9 months to get this online. But because of the way we're doing it, we can start planning for the future in parallel with that. So our goal is to start planning to build these very large-scale venues on 2 acres of land and really create a genuine golf experience for everybody. So I anticipate end of 2018, hopefully, we'll be seeing, you know, large-scale venues starting to grow up. And the way we're doing it is, you know, reality golf is really like the microprocessor of this whole thing. So we're going to stand up new business entities to own and operate these venues, and we're just going to supply the technology to get it done. That's going to allow us to scale it much faster than a business that was trying to do everything themselves. So we created the vision, we've got the technology to drive it, and now we're going to help others use it and leverage it so that we can get it out to the world.
2 years ago, you appeared on Biggs Golf Talk with a concept, and now it becomes a reality. Congratulations, Dave Schultz.
Thanks, Big John.
Biggs Golf Talk here at the PGA Merchandise Show. We are on our last day here, and we're going to have more interviews coming later on here from Orlando, Florida. Big John Vick from Biggs Golf Talk, and we are here at the PGA Merchandise Show. And, you know, when I asked that question about growing the game, where do people turn to grow the game? How do we get our kids into the game? How do they get proper equipment for themselves to play the game? Well, I'm at the booth that has all the answers to that question. I'm at the U.S. Kids Golf booth here at the Merchandise Show in Orlando, Florida, and I'm with a familiar face and a familiar voice that we've had on Biggs Golf Talk with another company. He is now with U.S. Kids Golf, Josh Kitchen. Josh, how you doing, my friend?
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks so much for having me on the show. Appreciate it.
Tell us what U.S. Kids Golf is all about.
So U.S. Kids Golf is all about making the game of golf fun and easy. We want kids to get involved in the game. We want them to play with their parents. We're the only industry out there or golf club for kids that allows the parents to actually caddy for their kids. So we want to get kids involved with their parents, create lifelong family traditions, play the game of golf. We do that through a number of ways. We have our tournaments. We're going to host over 1,200 tournaments this year.
Wow.
We have our certified coach program. So check that out online at uskidsgolf.com, or you can become a U.S. Kids Golf Certified Coach. We have over 1,200 certified coaches that are teaching the game of golf to kids through our curriculum program that teaches them to play in a fun and game infused manner, as opposed to, you know, going out there and the dad's yelling at the kid on the range to put your head down, stay straight, you know. So we take a little bit of a different approach that really keeps kids involved in the game. And then obviously we also make the best equipment in the world. Nobody does equipment like we do here at U.S. Kids Golf. We have sizes, 9 different sizes. We fit by height, but we also have frequency match shafts, swing weight match. Every club that we offer in left hand, we also offer in right handed. So we don't leave any kid out. We make sure that they have the best equipment and can play the best for their game.
At what age is the youngest that U.S. Kids Golf really supports?
So it's kind of funny. We actually have a club called the First Club, and it's the first club that a golfer should play. And you can start to use that as soon as you can stand up and walk. So one or 2 years old, we have a club for the 1 or 2 year old kid that can stand up. It's a putter. He can take it out to the green with his mom or dad, hit some putts. Once he becomes comfortable in that, we would move them into what we call our yard club series, where it has a molded grip that puts your hands in the proper placement, flexible shaft, large oversized aluminum head to help get the ball up in the air really easy. From that level, we would move them into ultralight, which is where the heads are a little bit smaller, but they still have higher loss, more flexible shafts. And then as the kid gets older and better, we take them all the way up to about 15 or 16 years in age, and that's our tour series line, where the better kids are a little bit stiffer shafts, a little bit lower loss, using more adult materials, thinner face designs, beta forged titanium, stainless steels, that kind of stuff.
How does a mom and dad, parent, grandfather, grandmother fit their young one with a golf club?
So we use what we call the fit stick fitting process, and you can see it here. Yep. It's going to be a little bit difficult for your radio viewers to see it, obviously. But in a gist, the kid comes up, he stands up alongside the fit stick, and then that allows us to determine what playing height he should play at. All of our systems are color-coded, so it would lead us to a 39-inch set. When we make sets anywhere from 39 inches all the way up to 63-inch increments, because we know that kids grow on average about 3 inches a year.
Now, how does one maybe start up a pro, kind of a golf club start up a U.S. kids golf program, or is this more geared towards a private one?
Public or private, quite honestly, yeah.
So if a golf course wanted to start up one of your programs, they could do so. However, if a mom and dad just want to do it in their backyard, they could do that as well.
Yeah, exactly. We have Yard Club that comes with these three foam balls, so they can just pick it up at their local store or buy it online at uskidsgolf.com. You know, teach their kid to play the game in the grass at home, and if they like it, then they can take them to the course. If you ever wanted to start like a local tour or get a tournament up in your area, you can contact us through the website and try to sign up for that, see if there's availability, or maybe there's somebody already in your area doing it. It just depends. And if there's a market there, then we usually open up local tours for areas that are in need.
This is an important need, I believe, personally, that U.S. Kids Golf Foundation is a very important thing that is needed, because we really need to reach out to these youth and get them into the game of golf in order to keep golf alive. Don't you believe that?
Yeah, exactly. That's our lifelong mission here. Quite honestly, John, we're not trying to... Our goal here isn't to sell equipment.
Right.
We're not trying to become millionaires. We want kids and their parents to play the game together. We want to create memories and traditions. And the more kids that play the game, the equipment's going to sell itself. Sure, we're going to lose some sales to the major OEMs, the Callaways, the Taylor Mays, the Titleists. You know, Cobra and Callaway make some junior clubs. We make the best, and we know we make the best. But with that being said, we just want families to play golf.
Right.
And if they play golf, then we're going to get our share. So.
How can they find out more information about U.S. Kids Golf Foundation?
Yeah, we encourage you to go online to uskidsgolf.com. Pretty much anything you want to know about the U.S. Kids Golf brand can be found there. So that's where I'd encourage your viewers to go.
Josh Kitchen, thank you so much for joining us here on Big Golf Talk.
Yeah, thanks so much. I appreciate you having me.
Good luck to you.
All right, same to you.
All right, this interview was brought to you by Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. More coming from the PGA Merchandise Show right here in Orlando, Florida on Big Golf Talk.
Loft Golf is a different kind of golf apparel brand, catering to the average golfer just like us. Loft Golf apparel is created with quality at affordable prices with a fun logo. Lofters like to have fun and look good when on the golf course. Nothing is more embarrassing than lingering sweat marks on your shirt and residue odors after washing it. With Loft Golf shirts featuring Loft Tech, you will be wearing technology advanced material. With many designs to choose from, Loft Golf apparel is backed with a 100% lifetime warranty against manufacturing defects. Be sure to check out and ask about their Loft Golf tournament program for your next golf event. Loft Golf has nothing to do with your score, but everything to do with your fun attitude. Visit loftgolf.net. That's loftgolf.net. Loft Golf, quality golf apparel for the rest of us. Welcome back to Big's Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network as we tee it up on 16, 17, and 18. Can't believe that the show is almost done, Billy.
Show goes by fast when you have quality content, and boy, have we had some quality content today.
Yeah, we got, besides the content that you had today, we have a lot of really good guests that are going to be coming on.
Yeah,
you know, because of the show. So we met a lot of good people, and we have a lot of great guests that we still haven't gotten on the show that are already starting to come on board to be on the shows.
But I saved the best segment for last. Usually, it is one of our best segments because it is Biggs Product of the Week. However, it ain't Biggs Product of the Week. It's Biggs Patriotism of the Week. And when I talk about patriotism, Billy, you cannot get any better than Wesley Bogus, Ginger Gilbert Rivala, and Paige and Major Ed Polito. And let's just touch on the Tuesday night of the concert. Dierks Bentley, I mean, I got goosebumps. Probably one of the reasons why I lost my voice that week was because I initiated the USA chants, you know, at the concert. You and I had VIP passes, got to enter the concert before anybody else did, and hang out with the Folds of Honor crew from Indiana with Mike Daggett and his mom, his dad, Mrs. Daggett, and Mr. Daggett, and the family and all that stuff. And then finally, Ginger and Major Dan Rooney hopping down, and we were side by side and drinking Budweiser together.
Oh, yeah. I think I sent you a snap on that, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. I don't ever remember dancing, Billy. I don't ever remember dancing, but
you know why? Because that Budweiser, you know, they represent. There was a lot of good people out there supporting the Foles, having a nice cold Budweiser. So yeah, you might have forgot a little bit, but I sent you a memory that will last forever.
Absolutely. And by the way, Billy, what a great sport you were. You were the, you know, designated driver, the DD, if I will, of the event. So making sure I get back to the hotel safely and not having to stagger with Uber or anything like that. So appreciate that, buddy. Yeah, you have my back. I appreciate that, buddy.
Gotcha.
At the PGA show itself, we visited their booths multiple times, by the way, just not one or twice. You with the Golf Life TV interview did an outstanding job, much better than I could ever done.
Thank you.
But I had the opportunity, and actually how this all started was, I was only supposed to be interviewing Major Ed Polito. That was the scheduled appointment. All right? But Ginger Gilbert Rivala and Wesley Bogus was both there. And all of a sudden, spur of the moment interview with two of the greatest women patriots I have ever met, Billy. Give this a listen.
Yes. Big John Vic from Biggs Golf Talk right here at the PGA Merchandise Show. And this interview is sponsored by Encore Golf. Be more with Encore, EncoreGolf.com. I'm here at the Folds of Honor booth, and I'm actually scheduled to interview Major Ed Polito. We will get with Ed Polito in just a minute, but, you know, not to be mean or anything, I love Ed. He's a brother to me, but I got to go beauty before beast. And I have the most two gorgeous ladies at the PGA show here next to me right now. Billy, I'll tell you what, I'm a lucky man because I'm sandwiched right in between the two.
You're very lucky.
I'm with Wesley Bogus, and I'm with Ginger Gilbert Rivala, and we were at a concert last night. It was just amazing with Dierks Bentley, and you ladies were there. Now, we've had you on a show, but just a reminder to the listeners that have not heard you on the show before and not heard your story, Wesley, I start off with you. You're actually a recipient, your family is, of the Folds of Honor, and you're also now involved with the Folds of Honor. Can you give us a little story about you and what Folds of Honor has meant to you?
Okay, well, my husband, Major Larry Bogus, gave his life for our country on 14 May 2007. He was serving with the 82nd Airborne Division, went into Pakistan for a peace meeting, and was unfortunately ambushed by a uniformed Pakistani frontier guardsman. Larry was standing between the shooter and his men, and he shielded his men and gave his life. The girls and I have been learning how to live without him for nearly 10 years, and Folds of Honor Foundation has come alongside us and honored Larry's sacrifice, and that alone is priceless, but they've gone a step beyond, and they are providing our daughters Ryan and Ellie with children's fund scholarships. So they are attending an amazing school, and Folds of Honor is behind them, just investing in their education, and
it's just, their support goes far beyond the dollar value. It is just priceless. So we're so thankful.
Now, Folds of Honor does have a new website where it's really easy to create fundraisers. People could actually create their own fundraiser to raise money for the Folds of Honor. What would you say to those people or anybody out there when it comes to the Folds of Honor and donating?
Well, they are true professionals. They are wonderful people, patriots, love our country. This is an organization that you can fully trust and believe in. And they do what they say they're going to do. And so there's a lot of organizations out there, a lot of charities. This one is above the board. They're true. They're great Americans. They're investing in the lives of children and fallen and wounded service members.
Let's turn to Ginger Girl Rivala, because Ginger, we have not had you on the show since Troy has finally been put to rest. I've been sharing on the social networks, and you've seen that obviously. And just this past year, the remains of your husband have been brought back to the USA, and you were finally able, you and your family, putting him to rest. What did that mean to you?
Well, when we lost Troy, Major Trojan Troy Gilbert, he was an F-16 fighter pilot in the Air Force, and he was flying in a combat mission on 27 November 2006, and he gave his life and saved 22 special operators. But very tragically, after that, before our troops could get into the crash site, Al-Qaeda reached him first. And so they took his body and have held it captive for 10 years. I got DNA from the crash site to give us the peace of mind that he was not alive anymore. He went home to be with the Lord that day, but still the injustice of an American hero being buried in a land so far away just plagued us, you know. And we got the amazing news that this past October, Joint Special Ops Unit, actually one part of it was the unit that he saved 10 years ago, went in and recovered his body and brought it home to this country. And we had a full burial at Arlington in December, and our children we had 5 children, and he was killed, and they were all under the age of 9, and now they're all under the age of 19. And so they got to be with their dad for the first time in 10 years in Arlington. It was bittersweet, but we're so thankful, and it truly, the military does not leave anyone behind on the field of battle. And that's really what Bolt, promises to the families of those soldiers who have been killed or disabled. Their families will not be left behind either.
Last night we were at the concert, and Dirk Bentley brought up a nice story, which we have shared on our profile pages as well. And I'm sure it means a lot to your sons, Lee Bryce, who I hope, him and Dirk Bentley, I hope they sell out every single concert they're at. As a matter of fact, Dirk's on an airplane to Canada. He left last night. He did this as a favor to Dan Rooney by performing here last night. And, so today he's going to be performing in Canada. But Lee Bryce did something very, very special for you and your family.
He did. We were at an event together for Folds of Honor, like Dirk's last night. Lee Bryce donated his time and played in a concert, and I leaned over to him and I said, I want you to know that song, I Drive Your Truck, really struck a chord with me, with all Gold Star families, because after our loved ones are killed in combat, we certainly would love to have anything that they touched. It's a part of who they were, and you greatly miss them, but what they have means so much. And I said, we sold Troy's old pickup truck. It was a third generation truck. It was his dad's. We sold it before he deployed. And I said, we had babies then. I didn't even imagine we'd survive after he was gone, much less, my kids would be old enough to drive someday. But now when I hear that song, I've got teenage boys that would love nothing more than to have their dad's truck. And I mentioned it to him in passing conversation, and he worked together with his manager and my new husband. I married another fighter pilot who lost his wife to breast cancer, and Jim Ravella. And they worked together, unbeknownst to me, for an entire year trying to find this truck for my kids. And it was returned to us live at the ACMs.
No, do you have a live one?
It was an unbelievable year to have Troy's truck home, and then 6 months later to have him home. I'll never forget 2016.
Oh, my God. It was just an amazing year for you. Both a high and a low, if you will.
A lot of tears, but a lot of joy.
Absolutely. So what message would you say to the listeners out there when it comes to the Folds of Honor and them participating, donating, We're going to be talking with Major Ed later on about Patriot Golf Day and how important that is to me personally, because I always, since year one, been a supporter of it. Year one of the Folds of Honor, been a supporter of it, as you know. So what would you say to those people out there from you?
Well, I would say, you know, my kids go to a Christian school in San Antonio, Texas, where we live. Every day they live the benefits of a great education. They also know no one has forgotten their dad. And when they go to school every day, they know they're there from dollars donated from great Americans. And my oldest son is now in college, and so he's getting help with college. And so I would just tell everyone, as they're filtering through military charities, that Folds of Honor should be at the top of their list. The money goes straight to the educational institution. It does not go to the family, so everyone can have peace of mind that your dollars are being spent where you want them to be to help, you know, our hero's legacy.
There you go. Foldsofhonor.org, foldsofhonor.com. Wesley, I really, and just the stories, you know. So, Wesley and Ginger, thank you so much for joining us here on Big Scoff Talk. And I wish you ladies nothing but the best. And thank you for our freedom.
Thank you for everything you do to support.
You're welcome.
You live in the greatest country in the world.
God bless the U.S. of A. Absolutely. Don't go away, because I still got an interview with Major Ed Pulido coming up.
Now, Billy, what a great interview that was with Ginger and Wesley, and much thanks to them. And by the way, we are going to be having Wesley Bogus on the show once again, because she's actually coming out with a memoir book. When that is completed, we are going to have her on the show to talk about that and hopefully get some book sales for her as that book is being released. So, but then this next interview, and how can you get any better than Major Ed Pulido in a spur of the moment interview with a recipient? Her name is Paige. Give this a listen.
Big John Vic with Big Scoff Talk here at the PGA Merchandise Show. And as promised, you just heard Ginger Gilbert Rivala and Wesley Bogus, and what great stories. And now I'm with the real hero, the man that has given up so much for our country and has given me my freedom and given everybody in America our freedom. We've had him on the show before, my brother, Major Ed Pulido. Major Ed Pulido, welcome back to Mixed Golf Talk.
Hey, what a great day to be an American. And Big John, you know I love you, baby. There's only one Big John, right?
Absolutely.
And you know what? You're having a great time out here at the PGA show. And certainly last night was a great night at the concert. And you're just making an impact, you know. So, hey, thanks for what you do for us and for honoring our men and women who fight for our freedom.
Now, part of that is Patriot Golf Day. You and I obviously participate in Indiana with Mike Daggett and stuff like that,
Daggett,
with the Folds of Honor. What does Patriot Golf Day represent to the Folds of Honor?
Well, Patriot Golf Day is the biggest grassroots golf initiative in the country. You know, my good friend Tony Biotta and Jim Ravella now run that for us at the Folds of Honor. And Major Dan Rooney and I are just grateful that we've got some great patriots that are making a difference and letting the world know, letting the golf community know how important this mission is. And you know, at the end of the day, when somebody can go out and play a round of golf or hit the ball off that tee, that they're doing it for the military and they're making a difference and they're making sure that no one's being left behind. And I'm here with my good friend Paige, and you know what? Paige is one of our scholarship recipients. And I got to say, awesome. You know, that's what it's all about. And that's right. What I've been talking about lately is that it's about our military families. How do we honor them and how do we support them? And how do we say, you know, thank you on behalf of a grateful nation?
I'm going to turn to Paige because you weren't scheduled to be a part of this interview, but you're a recipient. What does that mean to you?
That is a very loaded question you just asked me. That's a big one. I mean, first and foremost, it's just an opportunity for me to honor my dad. I lost my dad when I was 15 years old, and he passed away while on deployment, and it was completely unexpected. I mean, obviously in military family, you always kind of have that expectation that something could happen, but you never think you're going to be the family that gets that knock on the door in the morning. And let me tell you, it's tough. It's really tough. But one of the most beautiful things is when people surround you and lift you up. And that's what Folds of Honor does. And the second we found out about Folds of Honor, I applied, started receiving the second semester of my... Or, I'm sorry, I started receiving a scholarship my sophomore year of college. They awarded me a scholarship, Folds of Honor awarded me a scholarship all the way through school.
and I graduated in August with a degree in communication studies from the University of Nebraska up in Lincoln.
Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Oh, so, Cornhusker.
Oh, yeah.
We'll hold it against her.
Those are fighting words.
It's lucky that this is radio and they can't watch you.
All right. Wave the Godfather coming in there.
That's right. I love it. So it was just, I mean, and the University of Nebraska was actually my dad's favorite college. He never got to go to school. He went straight into the Navy. But die hard Cornhusker fan. If there's one thing you knew about my dad, he was a Cornhusker fan. So I always dreamed of going to the university.
That's tough.
It would not have been possible without Folds of Honor and the people who rallied behind us. And then, you know, on top of the educational the financial benefits of being awarded a scholarship, you're also given a family through Folds. You're just given an automatic family. I mean, Major Ed is just the best supporter.
Isn't that great?
Isn't that great?
Well, absolutely. And I'm just glad that we brought her on board you know what? When you get out of college, it's time to work. Mm-hmm. And this is the best way she can honor her father's legacy.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, we've got the PGA of America past president, Alan Ranowski. We got some great people that work for us.
Sure.
But they embody the spirit of getting up every morning, knowing and understanding the sacrifice. And, you know, understanding that we've got to educate the legacy, and that's what we're all about. And what I love about Paige is what she's doing is she's telling our stories. And I've told you that at the Folds, it's not about Dan or I, or it's about the military families and what can we do to promote their stories. Because at the end of the day, when a donor gives, we want them to know that it's being given and that thank you note is attached to that donation. And I think that's the most impactful thing. Yeah. And she's an example. Paige is an example of what that means. And then, you know, we've got some great people that are supporting us. I see Richard right here on my side over here, and great, great American. But you know what? Everybody steps up to the plate and does something for our men and women who fight for our freedom. Absolutely. And that's what it's all about. Yes. Paigey is like, hey, she's a superstar.
And
so
we put her on the spot. And she still performed.
And she performed.
Oh, thank you guys.
Well, you know, she's in communications. Yeah.
Nobody saw her hit me.
No.
I love the Cornhuskers.
You could take the cotton out of your nose.
I can't. Yeah.
Go Cornhuskers.
Go Cornhuskers.
Now, Billy, you and I, we donate our time each and every year when we do a live remote, live show, whatever we do, an appearance for the Folds of Honor and for the Patriot Golf Day. We continue to do that. We will be doing that every single year. We will never charge the Folds of Honor. But here's what my thing. You know what my payment is?
What?
My payment is for every single listener that is listening to this. Donate $1 to Patriot Golf Day.
$1 at a time.
Go to the website. Because Paige, new website, by the way. People can actually create their own fundraiser and raise money through the Folds of Honor, so they don't even have to collect it themselves. They can create that fundraiser on the website and then just share it with everyone around the world.
Yes.
It's an awesome platform.
I think it's a great program. Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, and the social media that she's involved with is just remarkable. And we just want people to get involved.
Yeah.
Like, join the movement.
Right.
You know, join me and Paige in saying, we're saying thank you, but we want them to be involved. And it's a team effort.
Can look at the numbers. I know a lot of people are skeptical because of the numbers and how much actually goes to charity and how much is going to the recipients like yourself.
That's a great point.
90% of every dollar goes to the recipient, and that's what it's about. That's what they got to check. You guys are platinum. There's a lot of things out there that are nowhere near that. So for 90% for an organization this big is huge.
Well, and we're extremely proud of the fact that we have maintained an average cumulative ratio of 86% since inception.
Yes.
So, it's not something that's just a one-year thing.
No, it's continual. And that's huge to maintain that kind of...
Paige, I wish you nothing but the best of luck.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure meeting you guys.
Major
I love the show, baby.
I love you, baby.
To all your listeners, baby. Come on now. Mike Daggett in the house.
That's right.
Hey, we love Mikey.
We love Mikey. Hey, listen, guys. What I want you guys to do, I want you guys to visit foldsofhonor.org or foldsofhonor.com. Either one. It will take you to the Folds of Honor site. Look at the new site. It's easy, user-friendly. I mean, just go there and create a fundraiser. Maybe it's bowling. Maybe it's playing pool.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just an auction. Maybe it's a party you're having, a bachelor party or something like that. Anything you could do, you could actually create any fundraiser that you want at the Folds of Honor and raise money through them. And the money just goes directly to the Folds of Honor. You don't have to collect any cash.
Awesome. Yeah, making a difference.
Yeah, making a difference, absolutely. Difference. Freedom is not free.
Nope.
And you can say it best by saying God bless America.
God bless the United States of America. Hey, and I see Alan Ranowski, Mr. President. Hoorah! There he is. Giving him a little shout out over there.
Alan Ranowski. There you go.
All right. What a great day to be in America.
More coming your way live from the PGA Merchandise Show right here on Biggs Golf Talk.
Hoorah.
Hoorah.
Billy, four of the greatest patriots you have probably ever met, and I just want to say, you and I will be participating on July 31st in the Patriot Shootout for the Folds of Honor, Indiana, and if you guys are in the area, can get to it, it's July 31st, we're going to be doing a live broadcast, once again, two-hour show from the event. Billy and I will be there golfing in there, and I believe Dennis will be there as well. Golfing at that event, and we're just going to have a great, great time in supporting and raising money for the Folds of Honor. And what a great checks that were really presented. I think they left the show with over $10 million, Billy.
Yeah, I think two checks were over that. I think the Budweiser check was like $1.9 million.
Yep.
And the PGA was $7 million and change.
Yeah.
So just between those two checks was almost $10 million, and then you still had like those two other checks. And remember that when we did the interviews, they were still getting checks. So yeah. Pro Tag gave them a check.
Right.
Full Turn Direct. We were there when Full Turn Direct.
We went Facebook Live on that. Yes.
Yeah. So they, I mean, it was a true blessing to be part of it all and actually see them getting these checks from all these wonderful organizations that are helping support our troops and their families.
Now, I'm not sure if we could do a two-hour Facebook live show on Facebook, but we will certainly try. We may have bits and pieces like just the interviews itself on Facebook Live July 31st. Yep. But I'll tell you what, man, I think July right now is too far away for us all to be together once again.
Yeah, I mean, it's a full 5 months away, you know, if you really look at it. So it's kind of tough, you know, because we're becoming a family, and I mean, that just keeps growing stronger and stronger. And, you know, you start missing them more and more, but it makes you, how you say, hunger more, yeah. Help more,
yeah.
You know? So since I've been home, I've been working on a few things and, in the works, you know, to try and help and do my part. You know, like I said in the interview when I did Golf Life TV, you don't have to be rich or have money to help. You know, right. You just need to have time,
yep.
Patience. Yeah, and if you touch people's lives, I'm pretty sure, you know, every dollar counts. You know that. Every little bit counts.
You could do it, as simple as a share. You know, share a campaign. Tell somebody about it. You know, and if that person digs in their pocket, you know what? You just helped.
Yes, absolutely. That's how it all gets started.
Yep, absolutely. All right, Billy, we're at the end of the time here on Biggs Golf Talk. Next week, back to normal reality of the format here on Biggs Golf Talk. Your Golf Life Report will be back next week and much, much more. We'll see you next week, my friend.
All right, buddy. I'll see you next week. Feel better.
Thank you. That does it for Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the full gamut radio network. www.biggsgolftalk.com is our website. Biggs Golf Talk has been presented by Bridgestone Golf. Fit it, boom it, believe it. They are bridging the gap between you and the pros. Grant Rods, follow the leader. They are made in the USA. Photo Ball Marker. Preserve that memory forever with a Photo Ball Marker today. Save $5 off your order today by going to bgt.photoballmarker.com. McNally 22, design, illustration, photography, and golf. That's McNally22.com. UFO Tour Golf, design something special today. Whether it be a golf bag or an accessory, UFOTourGolf.com. Ready Putt, never putt with a dirty ball ever again. Clean it and sink it. Rucket Sports, improve your game today with Rucket Sports. Encore Golf, be more with Encore. Our guest line has been sponsored by Loft Golf. Quality, stylish, and fun on and off the golf course. Loftgolf.net. Our golf news has been sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. May your drives find the fairways, your putts in the cups. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right here on Biggs Golf Talk.